Oh, so Sechs Kelaim Perek Gimel, Mishnah Base 3:2. Kol min Zroim ein Zorim Baruga. When it comes to Mine Zroim, things that you plant the seeds of to grow the plants as opposed to greens, you can't plant them in an aruga. So you're not allowed to plant tomatoes and cucumbers inside your 6x6 patch. Not allowed. It's specifically Kol min Yirakos Zorim Baruga. It's just Yirakos. I don't know how to translate this English exactly. Min zera means types of seeds, and yirakos means greens. That's a literal translation. It'll stick. Okay? I mean, that's perfect. The literal translation is clear, and the conceptual point is what should we also be clear. When you plant, you know, chives, or when you plant parsley, or you plant thyme, it's like, it's contained. It's like a stalk. It doesn't spread, you know, it's contained vertically. Contained horizontally. It doesn't spread out wide. If you plant a tomato or cucumber or whatever, then, you know, it could spread around. And the whole point of this is very tight quarters, and you've got a very neatly arranged patch. So that's the conceptual idea. Exactly the growth habits of every kind of yerek and zera, min zera, I can't say, but that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah goes on to say that chardal va'afunim hashufin, chardal, mustards, afunim shufin, which are smooth beans, are mine zroim, meaning you cannot plant mustard or smooth beans inside your 6x6 patch in the middle here. Afunim ha-gemelanim, but large beans, that's the means, are minyerek, those things you can, yes, plant inside here. Because they grow, I guess they grow not too expansively. The word gemelanim, from the word gamal, says the Bartender, it's like the word gamal. In Aramaic, the exact word he has is, one second, where is that? Bartanura? Just one sec. Yeah, so he says, Gamlunim are gasim ugdolim, they're fat and big. Lashon arami karin ledivar gadol gamluna. In Aramaic, something that's big is called gamluna. Like in English, you would say, I don't know, mammoth beans, for like a big mammoth is like a big, you know, elephant creature. So it's like very, or like a whale of a bean. So they have gamlunim are like, you know, camel-esque beans. That's it. The funny thing, by the way, is that camels are smaller than, camels definitely weigh way less. They're less massive than like horses and cows. But I think they're taller, I guess. I mean, they are. Camels are taller. So I guess that's a shot. Okay, in any case, that's it. A whale of a bean can go inside there. Or a camel of a bean. Gvul shaya, okay, next thought. Gvul shaya gova tefach. If you're gvul, like we're back to this picture though. If your blue gvul, whether it's tefach wide or not, had been a tefach high as was specified by the pasuk, by the Mishnah, but then nisma'et, it got reduced inside. I mean, it was made out of clay, so it rained on it, so it reduced. And it fell below the one tefach high threshold. Kasher, it's still okay. Meaning, whatever's relic is left of this. Let's say you planted 18, like if you planted 18 things here, the 12 red ones on the outside and the 6 pink ones on the inside, and you're relying on this blue gvul to keep things separate. Then comes a rain, and the blue gvul, disappears from the rain, whatever, weathers away. So that erosion doesn't mean now you have to uproot your pink or your red. You can rely on the fact that it was originally there. Originally there in full. That's what it says here. And that's always principle when it comes to these rules of kilayim. If you started a beheter, the fact that things got out of hand, you're still okay. So here too, the same idea. Gvul shay gova tefach. If you have the gvul, which is a tefach high, v'nismaet, and it reduces from a tefach to whatever it is, less than that tall. Kasher, everything's okay. Shay kasher mitchila, so it started out being kosher. Fine. Now, good. Period. New paragraph. New Mishnah. Another, so to speak, a new conceptual Mishnah here, and another fraught with opinions line of the Mishnah here. The Mishnah's exact words are hatelim. If you have a telem is a furrow. We have that a bunch of times already. Va'ama samayim, irrigation canal. Assuming it dried out, obviously. Shehem amukim tefach. That's one tefach deep. Zoram l'sochan shlosha zeronim. You can plant in them, but in and around them, three different types of zeronim, of seeds. So here you can plant, you know, cucumbers and tomatoes and whatever, radishes. Echad mekan ve'echad mekan ve'echad ba'emza. So basically, you get it. This is quite hard to draw for me. But I'll do it now. Just for you guys, I'll do it. Okay, hold on. So that's thinking very hard here. It's all in the shading. Well done wrong here. That's okay. Yeah, that's okay. Okay, we're good, we're good, we're good. That's okay. Okay, I bet you have no idea what I drew. You know, okay, this is the ground, goes on forever, and this is the ground that goes on forever. Okay, you go, there's your plant number one, you can see. There's your plant number two, there it goes. We're saying inside the telem, inside the furrow, or the irrigation canal, provide a tefach deep, right? Yep, as long as it's a tefach deep, you get it? So you can plant inside here, a third type of species. That turns not so bad. Could have been worse, that's for sure. Now, the point is, one, there are many pshatim here, but I'm sticking to the simplest one. The point is, everything's still spaced out, your tefach and a half minimum and so on. The thing is, if you look at it from where you're standing, so to speak, it sure looks like this is like overshadowing this, and like you can feel like they're like growing on each other. So the answer is no, as long as they're spaced properly, then everything's okay. You know, optics don't look necessarily great, they're spaced sufficiently. That's upshot, that's one upshot, we'll stick to the upshot. There are many upshots in here. Some when I start counting this vertical as part of the spacing and stuff like that. Okay, it gets complicated. But this is the gist of the mission. The gist of the mission is you can plant on either side of a telem in the middle of a telem, and it doesn't look like it's, you know, on top of it. So only one of them is the socha. The same way we had 6 and 6 before in the socha.
So
shows there. Yeah, but it can't mean just that, because look at the next words. Echad mekan ve'echad mekan ve'echad ba'emza, right? Yeah. Hard. These are hard mishnahs. I mean, hard just to make the words work. Okay, so that is that. That's the whole mishnah. Yeah. Hatelim v'amas amayim, shem amukim tefach, zorim l'sochan shlosha. I think, by the way, it might be, I'll tell you the pshat. I think the pshat is l'sochan. If you have a remember the telem, there's actually machlokas, by the way, don't get bogged down by that here, because this mission will be arrived, but not like this. When you have ground, and then you take the plow and you plow it, what happens is the plow digs the holes over here, the furrows, but that sand gets displaced somewhere, and where is it going to go? It's going to go over here, right? So it makes, there's actually machlokas, believe it or not, is this, not in this mission, I mean, I guess everywhere, but which is the telem, okay? The Bartender learns, and I think most learn, and I'm learning, that the telem is the indent, that's much, the furrow, much easier to understand, okay? But now that's been the case, but now look. If you dig a telem, okay? So the point is, I'll make it just one telem here. I'm a Samayim, probably the same thing, okay? So probably, this is just my answer to your question. Probably, although this is the technical telem, even without the machlokas, you probably can refer to this entire thing as the telem. Even if, you know, you follow what I'm saying? If you're focused on the inside, then you might call this the telem as opposed to this. But that whole thing is probably telem, and the exact point is you can do one here and one here and one here, all in the telem, the ridge that I made from the furrow. That's my answer to your question.
Good answer.
Okay. Okay. The Seder. Great. Okay, that's the base. This is the Gimel.